This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am going to hammer some emails this hour, but we have to get to these climate change nutters and life expectancy and even female pool players. Now let's deal with this again really quickly here. I just want you to remember something, and this is for your normie norm and norm friends. Remember, there's no such thing as man-made climate change. It doesn't exist. And when you say that to Norm or Norma, they will say things back to you like, all the scientists say. And this is what I've tried to explain about dealing with communists and why you can never, ever compromise with them on anything. Your friend who thinks climate change is real, he exists in a world of make-believe. Everything he believes is not just wrong, it's factually incorrect. Even statements like, well, all the scientists say, that's not true. There's a thousand scientists like this guy, thousands of scientists just like this guy.
My message is the planet is not in peril. I think this is good news. I believe there is no climate crisis. So then as we were leaving, he said, well, what else of my policies do you disagree with? And I said, the top of the list is climate change, and U.S. energy policy. And he grumbled, sounds like right-wing science.
That's a scientist who was talking about the conversation he had with Joe Biden. But we're talking about, forget about this guy, talking about you and your friend. Here's the temptation, because we want to be nice guys. Here's the nursery rhyme conservatism temptation. You sit down, factually correct, and you say, there's no such thing as man's breath changing the climate. That's not something that exists in any form. The world goes through patterns, it always has, but cow farts and the air you're breathing out is not changing the temperature. Your friend comes back with, well, something along these lines.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world, and we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part.
Your friend responds that man is changing the Earth's climate and we have to wipe out man's food supply to save the planet. The nice guy, the nursery rhyme conservatism temptation in there is to meet your friend somewhere in the middle or attempt to meet your friend somewhere in the middle. But here's why you can never, under any circumstances, do that. He exists in a world that is not real. He exists in a world of make-believe. You don't help him, and you don't help you, and you don't help your country by stepping out of the world that is real and into his world of make-believe. You can, and probably should, attempt to pull him completely out of that world, because that's the goal, right? We don't want to just leave anybody behind. We want people to wake up, to realize what is happening. But what you can't do is, well, I mean, I guess you're right. It probably is warming, but maybe just warming it a little bit. It's so tempting. It's such a human nature thing to do that. In fact, fellas, you're going to get mad at me. The last 2 days, I think it was Michael, he found this great audio cut of Dr. Peter Hotez or whatever discussing how to talk to somebody at Thanksgiving, and I never ended up getting to it, and it's great. Let me know as soon as you have it, Chris. I'm just going to keep filibustering here until you have it. Anyway, but it goes right along the lines of what we're talking about. These people, the ones who live in a world of make-believe, they're so bold about it. Listen.
So Thanksgiving is coming up,
And we're all going to be sitting around a table, and someone possibly named Uncle Bob is going to let loose and share their, shall we say, controversial views on science. What do we need to do? Do you have a strategy for that? I mean, because if being silent is the wrong answer, then how do we speak up?
Well, you know, I think it's really important that you remind Uncle Bob that these vaccines were 90% protective against severe illness and death. So COVID vaccines, mRNA vaccines, saved 3 million American lives during the pandemic.
We don't have to play the whole thing, Chris. We could play the whole thing. Every single thing that guy just said is not only factually incorrect, even if you disagree with me about that, what he just said cannot possibly be proven. Do you realize that? The smartest guy in the world. In fact, if you got the 50 smartest human beings in the history of the world who ever got together, they could not possibly prove the negative he just said. The vaccine saved 3 million lives. How do you know that? Well, the answer is he doesn't. But he takes these credentials and he tells your liberal Aunt Peggy that the vaccine saved 3 million lives. Liberal Aunt Peggy sees his scientist. He's probably even a white lab coat. He's a doctor. He went to MIT. Liberal Aunt Peggy believes she's armed with knowledge, and she believes if she's silent at Thanksgiving, then the world will come to an end. So Liberal Aunt Peggy goes down and sits down in front of your gross dried out turkey, and she tells everybody, you guys should make sure you get your 10th booster shot. And everybody, the people who are armed with the truth, the people who know what is real, they look down or they roll their eyes or they just kind of scoff. They just dismiss it. But liberal Aunt Peggy cannot and should not be reasoned with. Liberal Aunt Peggy needs to come out of the world of make-believe. How you choose to do that is up to you. Maybe you shame her. That's fine. We have to be a lot less nice. Maybe you'll kindly try to pull her out of that world. That's generally not effective with communists because they're religious zealots, but you're welcome to try. Please try. But what you absolutely cannot ever do, ever, under any circumstances, is meet the communist halfway in his world of make-believe. I want to take away all your guns. Every single gun has to go away because guns kill people. You love guns. You've got a million of them. What you cannot ever do is say, okay, well, maybe we should just ban maybe these larger capacity magazines. You're right. I mean, people shouldn't actually own this. He exists in a world that is not real. Even the, quote, facts he knows are false. They're either completely made up or he got them from some other credentialed communist in academia who was lying at the time. But what you can never do is meet them in that world. You don't help them. You don't help you. Everyone suffers. Everyone. You know what? Here, picture this. I want you to picture someone you love. This will be ugly. Father, brother, son, daughter, wife, husband, whatever it may be. Someone you love gets hooked on heroin. Gets hooked on heroin. Horrible drug. It's destroying their life. And he has this little heroin den, this little drug house in town. He goes down where he buys and uses the heroin. Now, I don't know how you fix that situation, but here's one thing I know for an absolute fact. Neither you or your brother hooked on heroin, neither of you benefit if you drive him down to the heroin house and just do a little bit of heroin with him to let him know you're with him. Sounds ridiculous, right? Probably rolling your eyes. But that's exactly what people on the right who practice nursery rhyme conservatism, that's exactly what they sound like when they try to meet the communist zealot halfway in his world of make-believe. I saw yesterday, I'm not even going to go into the details of it because it doesn't matter, but there's a singer, Pink. She was more from my era than Jewish Bruce or Chris's or Michael's era, but Pink is the singer. And she went online and she was talking about the books that had been banned in Florida. She had a list of books that had been banned in Florida, except not a single book on her list had actually been banned in Florida. Now, do you help Pink or yourself or anyone else by acknowledging her false facts? You don't. And I know the human temptation is there because you're a good person to want to be nice, but you don't. All right? All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about something earlier. We read that email about one of our listeners had a new son, Leo, and he made a donation to Preborn in his son's name. This is one of those things I want to encourage you to do as we go into the holiday season, especially for your pro-life relatives. Believe me, it's the most blessed thing you can do. Your mom, your husband, your wife, your daughter, whatever. Make a donation to Preborn in their name. And then put that in a card. Put it in a Christmas card. Put it in something. The stories you email me about you doing this and the way it has blessed the person who gets that gift and encourages other lives, just, it's an amazing thing to do, all right? Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give a gift in somebody's name and tell them about it. Or if it's your kid, hang on to that for them. It's all, what a blessed thing. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, why do you ask me about skiing? Are you going skiing? Like snow skiing? Chris, I've got to tell you something, buddy. I don't think skiing is going to be for you. Now, let me clarify. I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. We moved to Montana when I was 10, and Bozeman is one of the top ski towns in America. It's in a big valley. If you ever go, you'll see it. It's beautiful. It's in a big valley, and Montana is just gorgeous anyway. It's just mountain ranges all around it. So there's all kinds of different ski resorts, Bridger and Big Sky, if you have more money, and things like that. So it's nothing but skiing. So we went skiing when I was a kid. To answer your question, yes, I can ski. I'm not bad, actually, at skiing, which you would find odd because of how tall I am. I'm 6'8". I'm not bad at skiing. I'm not great at stopping, per se. There have been times when I have run into people on the ski slope. Look, if you fall down in front of me, you need to get out of the way. All right, I'm going to do the best I can to avoid you. You need to get out of the way. So there's that. But, Chris, let me explain something. But I don't really mean this as insulting as it's going to come off. No, it's not a Jewish thing. I wasn't going to make fun of you for that. I'm going to make fun of you for the Texan thing. It's cold up there, buddy. It can be really cold, and you're not going to do well with it because you're a Southerner. And I'm not insulting Southerners. I live here on purpose. Ever since I have lived here and in all my time I've spent down south in Texas and Bama and Mississippi and Florida and all these places, when the weather drops into the 40s, you people act as if it is some apocalyptic nightmare instead of just putting on a coat. It's just a coat. I swear, if you just use a coat and maybe even gloves or a hat, you know, cover up the exposed skin parts. You'd be amazed at how much you can withstand the cold. But I've seen you in the cold and other people in the cold. And when you ski, you should know part of the skill of skiing initially when you're starting out is getting on to the ski lift. You know, the ski lift is that thing that goes up and around. It's the thing that carries you up to the top of the mountain. That thing doesn't stop for you, pal. You have to get up there with your skis on, and you have to be in position, and you have to get ready to sit your butt down when that thing hits you in the back of the legs. Once you get on the ski lift, it's awesome, unless you're like you and cold all the time, because you're in this beautiful mountain scenery. If you have a little thermos with some hot chocolate or something like that in it, it's a great time to share. What, Chris? What? How long does it take? Well, it depends on the ski slope, but you might be on that chairlift for, gosh, it's been some years since I've gone. It might take you 5 to 10 minutes to get up there, but it's a wonderful 5 to 10 minutes, provided you can handle the cold. It can be pretty chilly on there. You're not moving. You're not doing it. And remember, you're going up, so it's getting colder as you go up. Even if you're warm down by the ski slope, you might not be warm by the time you get to the top. And I need to clarify, when you get to the top, you thought the sitting on it was challenging. The getting off of it, again, it's not going to stop for you. It must keep going. The getting off of it, I not only personally have fallen in the very beginning, I've witnessed some horrific wipeouts and people just trying to get off of it. But then, wait, there's more. I don't know if you've heard, Chris, you're probably not aware of this, but there's snow. It's this white stuff. Oh, that's actually what you're skiing in. And it's cold. And you're going to fall, buddy. You are going to fall a lot. And snow's going to get everywhere. And I just don't know. Look, I don't know that skiing's for you. I personally love skiing. I don't think you need to ski, Chris. Focus on barbecuing or something. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, that's fine. Actually, that's even better. Focus on barbecuing because skiing is not going to be for you. Life expectancy for men in the U.S. falls to 73 years, 6 years less than for women. I don't know what to make of any of this. I don't even know why I read this, but whatever. I guess we'll check out a little early. Dear Oracle, is it okay for men to wear flip-flops? I can't help but instantly lose respect for a man when I see him walking in sandals. It's only slightly less offensive than having an earring or vaping. I love your take. I love the meatheads who listen to this show. Okay. Full disclosure when it comes to flops. I live in Texas now, as we just talked about. It gets really, really, really hot down here. People who live in the South in general will have a sandal or a flop of some kind because it is so hot. I used to wear them more often than I do in public. I really never wear them in public now because I saw pictures of me in them. And wow, they are nice and light and airy and everything else. But man, do I look like a freaking slob. Maybe there are dudes who don't look like slobs in flops, but I am not one of those dudes. So unless I'm at the beach, I'm not wearing flops. All right, we know we're going to keep going with some emails here. Yes, we'll hear from Chip Roy here really quickly, and we'll find out the latest from that piece of trash Goldman, that representative. But then we're going to do a bunch of emails for the rest of the show. Oh, and we'll applaud a female pool player. What is this? Some actual courage out there in the culture wars? Or is this going to be a kind of thing that catches on? I hope so. Anyway, all that's still to come. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Representative Chip Roy of Texas, he was none too pleased about this continuing resolution out of the House.
One thing! I want my Republican colleagues to give me one thing, one, that I can go campaign on and say we did. One! Anybody sitting in the complex, if you want to come down to the floor and come explain to me one material, meaningful, significant thing the Republican majority has done besides, well, I guess it's not as bad as the Democrats. I am sick and tired of it. I didn't come here for second place. I didn't come here for more excuses. I didn't come here to have the Speaker of the House assume the position and in 17 days pass a continuing resolution off the floor of this House through suspension of the rules.
Oof. How angry is Chip Roy? Chip Roy just accused Mike Johnson of, what did he say? Assuming the position? Chip Roy and Mike Johnson are friends. That's how bad we just got screwed by this continuing resolution. I actually had a chance to talk to Chip on my show. You know I do a TV show every night too. I'm Right is on at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And I interviewed Chip, and he flat out told me before this continuing resolution that he and Mike are friends and that he is hopeful this is going to work out. And that was like 24 hours before he went on the House floor and blasted him like that. That should tell you how bad of a deal we got, how raw of a deal we got. Yeah, Lee. Oh, this guy is a piece of work. This Representative Goldman out of New York.
I think it's incredibly dangerous to accuse Secretary Mayorkas of aiding and abetting crimes. As you well know, you need to have the intent to do that. And it is clear that whether you disagree or not with Secretary Mayorkas's approach to dealing with the border, that to accuse him of aiding and abetting crime is very serious and is, I think, unwarranted in this situation.
Absolutely. You better be careful with that rhetoric.
On Veterans Day speech, Trump called the left vermin and fascists. Why do you think he's leaning into these comparisons?
Yeah, I think it's important that it very clearly wasn't an ad lib. This wasn't something that he riffed on. It was seemed to have been in his teleprompter. And so this means this is not a slip of the tongue. This is something that he's doing deliberately. And if you know one thing about fascist dictators of yore, you know that they call the people they want to eliminate vermin, right? You know that dehumanizing language is the thing. It's like the cartoon language of fascism. And so I think that he's deliberately doing that. And so Trump did that at the same time that we've had these leaks, kind of official leaks.
I just want to say that all this stuff pairs perfectly with that dome clip we played at the very beginning of the show. Remember, the communist always, 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 no matter what, plays the victim, and he will agitate and agitate and agitate and agitate. He'll commit acts of violence. He will say the most despicable things about you. And what he does, it's a strategy. The second any pushback comes, he will play the victim and he will say to everybody, hey, just calm down. Let's get along. After he has caused endless divisions, he will then stand up and say, whoa, what are you doing? Listen to Dome.
And in this environment where it feels like there are forces that are trying to divide us, let's renew our sense of connection with each other and reinforce the importance of our unity. I think that's really important.
Sense of connection with each other. You feel a sense of connection with me, Dome? And if you do, I have to ask, why are you trying to connect with a white supremacist?
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
You have had others who have openly embraced white supremacy.
I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist.
They do it every single time. Here was Christopher Wray today. I should have played this at the beginning, but here's Christopher Wray today, you know, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Hey, Chris, how many terrorists are in the country?
Why do you think in 4 years before this, there were only 11 and suddenly there are 294 in the past few years? Why do you think that's so?
I can't really speak to, you know, to that issue. It's not in my lane. I can tell you that the threats that come from the other side of the border are very much consuming all 56 of our field offices, not just in the border states. That's why I made the point. For
sure, I agree. Yeah. If I heard you correctly, what you just said is not every state in the country is a border state now. Is that what you just said?
Well, I didn't.
I mean, the threats to every state.
That way, but the threats that come from the other side of the border are affecting every state.
Absolutely, 100%.
So what kind of terrorists are they on the lookout for?
Do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists, yes or no?
Let me answer what you've said in that long list of I'll be happy to answer all of those.
Attorney General, through the chair, I ask you, do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists?
Okay. Answer I have the no question. Idea what your what the traditional means here.
Catholics. The idea, let me-
yeah. Oh, they're on the lookout for terrorists. You bet they are. Just not the kind of terrorists you're worried about. Dear Dr. Jesse, since you're a connoisseur of all things foodie, what's the best cheese or variety of to use on a quesadilla? Everyone seems to have a different opinion. Well, her name is Cheryl. Well, I don't know. Whatever Taco Bell is doing, I would just keep doing that. Shogun, why not plan a new trip with your fans again? Somewhere in the USA. I missed Israel last summer. Let us know if it's possible. That's something me and Jewish producer Chris and Michael have talked about. The Israel trip, we didn't know how it was going to go. We had no idea what that was going to be like. What's it going to be like to have a big meetup, a big trip with the fans? You're internationally traveling. Is it going to be a logistical nightmare? Is it going to be a stressful time? It was the most freaking fun, awesome time. I'll remember it until the day I die. And I was prepared to not like it. And I had so much frigging fun. And we were talking in the airport. We flew home together, me, Chris, Michael, and the fam. And we were talking in, what airport were we in? Chris, Michael, were we in Istanbul? We were in Istanbul. No, look, we're world travelers.
Buenos right. Tardes.
Anyway, we were in Istanbul's airport on the way back home. And we were actually discussing that very thing. Let's do it again. Can we do it again? I want to do it again. One, put next year out of your mind. No matter what happens, no ifs, ands, or buts, it's not going to happen next year for a variety of reasons. It's not something I can make happen. Whether it ever happens again, I don't know, but I would love to. I think something in America, maybe something even easier. What, Chris? What? What about a station meetup? Well, you can do those. But here's the nice thing. When Chris says a station meetup, he's talking about any one of our great affiliates in any one of the cities. We meet at the station or we meet at a restaurant by the station and do an event. And I love those, right? We've done those before. I love those. But the nice thing about more of a destination type trip is people can use it like a vacation too. You know, everyone, all these people came to Israel and yeah, they wanted to talk and meet and chat about things. And I love that, but they were mainly there for Israel, right? They wanted to go, I tour the Holy Land. I want to see where Jesus walked. I want to do these things. You have to add that element to it. And meeting me at a radio station does not add that element to it. There has to be something more. What we would do, I don't know. Hopefully one day we will. I'm not promising. I am promising it won't be next year though. Right? All right. I'll promise you this, you'll never regret switching to Pure Talk. Did you know that Pure Talk now has added 30 new countries for their international plan? Not only do you get the same great 5G network, international. Oh, and did I mention when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan now, it's $35 a month, free phone, a free Moto G 5G phone. All you have to do is pick up your phone. And when you do this, you're going to speak to an American, a customer service representative in America who speaks English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Go get your free phone. Support a company that shares our values. We have one segment left. Let's do a couple emails, talk about this female pool player, and I actually will get to headlines tonight. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We will be back here tomorrow. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember something. Remember that courage is contagious. So is cowardice, I should note. Courage and cowardice are both contagious. There are millions of examples of this throughout human history. When you read about some ancient army that routed, it always starts with one little part of it. One little part of the line falters. They throw down their shields and they turn around running, and it just seems to spread like wildfire, and soon they're all turning and running. The exact same thing happens with people who stand strong, with people who are courageous. I know you don't care about female pool. Not in the female pool. I mean, like pool, sticks and cue balls and things like that. I know you don't care about that, and neither do I. I'm not going to pretend I do. But I want to give credit to a Lynn Pinches. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I don't know. I don't follow women's pool. But she made it to the final of a pool tournament, found herself squaring off against the tranny. She forfeited the championship. That is how it's done, ladies. That is how it's done. I remain mortified at all the endless complaining from women who continue, and parents of these women who continue to participate in these sports when there's a tranny on the field. There was just that story, I forget where it was, from back east, where some girl just had a bunch of her teeth knocked out playing female lacrosse by a tranny dude who was out there, busted out a bunch of her teeth, and these were high school girls as well. And you know what I thought the whole time? Shame on the coach, shame on the parents, shame on all of them, because what you must do is refuse to take the field. Ah, but Jesse, that's not fair because of, like, you're right, it's not fair. Life is freaking unfair. It's unfair that you can't just play soccer, that you can't just go into female swimming. It is unfair. I know it's unfair. Life is that way. Nevertheless, that's the life we've been given. The culture war came for you, as it always was going to anyway. Now, the trannies want to continue to wreck everything, and they want to physically hurt you or physically hurt your daughter. Stop participating. The boycotts shouldn't be a one-off. They should be en masse. I remember when that, what is that dude's name? Whatever, that dude at Penn was helicoptering his way across the pool during college sports last year. And I remember girl after girl after girl after girl on that team would come forward anonymously, never putting their name on it, and leaking to this newspaper or that newspaper why they were mad about it. And not one boycott. Not one organized boycott. Not one organized walkout. As that dude won championship after championship, they all just kept showing up. I know we don't want our normal children to have to participate in these culture wars we participate in. But they do. They do. If you're not arming your children to stop being normie norms, then they are going to be consumed and overrun by the communists. Because you have things, you have places where you don't want politics to get into. You don't want this culture war stuff to get into. And I respect that. But the communist doesn't have any of those places. The communist never, ever, ever sees a do not enter sign and abides by it. In fact, that's the first place he goes. These are the fights we must make, all right? These are the fights we must make. And when when you make that fight, at the end of the day, take a shower and dry off with your Mai Tais and know that you are the champion of freedom. Why? Because you stood up against all this tranny nonsense, and then you used the greatest friggin' towels ever, Freedom Towels from MyPillow. Six-piece towel sets. They're called Mai Tais. Six-piece towel sets right now. They're on sale. 50% in savings. $29.98. That's as low as you can get them. You can get a designer premium line. Just $20 more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. That's the ultimate in freedom. Shower like a person who loves freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can give them a call, 800-845-0544. All right? I still can't get over this.
So the ladder CR, the two-step CR, everybody calls it something different. It's a new innovation, but it's going to change the way we've done this. We have broken.
Let's stop on this for a minute. The ladder CR, it's a new innovation, he calls it. It's an emergency measure that now has become the normal thing because none of these people want to actually pass a budget. That's why it's a, quote, new innovation. That's quite a way to put it, Mike.
So the ladder CR, the two-step CR, everybody calls it something different. It's a new innovation.
I can't take it anymore. I got to go.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Janet Yellen applauds Xi Jinping, or applauds as Xi Jinping descends air stairs at U.S. airport. Whoa, yes. I'm sure she applauded him. He's who's lined her bank account, I have no doubt. 2023 Chicago crime to hit post-COVID record, up nearly 60% over 2019. I think this is awesome. I'm very excited about it. I really am. This is how the people of Chicago want to live. They have voted repeatedly that they want to live this way. And I'm excited. And I love living in a free country where people get to live exactly how they want to live. That's awesome. Keep voting Democrat. That's what you get. Biden expected to green light $10 billion payment to Iran. Maybe this is going to outrage you. How can we be funding both sides of the war? What's going on here? Just remember, you are never considered. In fact, foreign policy with these people is really never considered. All that's just a bother. They're focused on domestic enemies and domestic friends. That's what all this stuff is about. Joe Biden's new devious takeover of the internet in the name of digital equity. Well, of course, they're going to use the term equity, which is just another way to say communism. They're going to use that term and have used that term to destroy virtually everything and control everything. And remember, equality. That was the gateway drug that led us to equity. This love we have of equality, which is a complete myth because people are not equal. Biden expected to announce deal with China's Xi Jinping to help slow the flood of fentanyl into the U.S. Yes, I'm sure Joe Biden, I'm sure Xi Jinping actually, I'm sure he's very, very anxious to stop the country he's competing against from rotting out its brain to the point it can't compete anymore. Come on now. All right. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Keep your chin up. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Let's hope they don't pass anything after we go to sleep. All right. Gosh. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.